A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Though an enemy encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel is John 12, verses 1 to 11. The setting is 6 days before the Passover. It is the calm before the storm. A dinner is held in Bethany, no doubt to thank the Lord for raising Lazarus from the dead. Reclining with him at table is Lazarus, while his sister Martha serves the meal, and his sister Mary anoints his feet and dries them with her hair. A crowd gathers to see both Jesus and Lazarus. Many are coming to believe in Jesus because of the miracle he worked. Meanwhile, the chief priests are out to get Jesus, and to kill Lazarus too. You see, Lazarus is a walking, talking billboard that Jesus has such divine power. Given the insincere question of Judas, the weight of interpretation for this reading is usually placed upon the costly value of the aromatic nard. Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? A literary aside already tells the reader that Judas will betray Jesus, and that as the holder of their common purse, he was a thief. Jesus immediately comes to Mary's defense. Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. Between the lines, Jesus is measuring out the value of her humility and sacrifice against Judas's pride and selfish desires that feign charity. I would prefer to emphasize the status of the women. Theirs is an utter humility, hearkening to when our Lord at table would wash the feet of his apostles as a sign of their service. Lazarus and his temporary restoration to life would point to Christ's resurrection, where he would never suffer or die again. But notice that Lazarus is most often peripheral to the witness of these women. Previously, Mary takes the posture of a disciple, sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to his words. Then, too, Martha is engaged in the things of hospitality. When she complains, Jesus says that she worries about too much, and that Mary has chosen the better portion and would not be deprived of it. Here we find the women similarly engaged, although Mary has moved from listening to honoring or even worshiping Christ. Indeed, the word Christ means the Anointed One. Kings are anointed, as are those who have died. The oil she uses to anoint Jesus may have been taken from the same source that had previously been used to anoint the body of Lazarus. Recall the role of the two sisters when Lazarus dies. Martha runs out to Jesus and literally makes an intercessory prayer for her dead brother. Jesus is affirmed as Messiah and Lord. Mary will also meet him at the tomb. The power of faith is realized when Jesus calls for Lazarus to arise from the tomb and a man 4 days dead emerges. The details here are important. After Mary anoints the feet of Jesus, she dries them with her hair, and we're told the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. There's a lesson in this. His fragrance is now hers. If we honor the Lord, then he will honor us. This is a message crucial for us, especially when we are separated from the Mass and our churches. The family is the little church, and we are called to invite the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary into our homes. Allow Christ and the fragrance of holiness to imbue us and our families. Honor God and take to heart the witness of Lazarus's sisters to know, to serve, to adore, and love the Lord. Stay safe. Keep the faith.